From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. On this program in 1996, we introduced a series of teenagers. They had been given tape recorders and the chance to tell their own stories.
Hello? Nope, wrong button. There. Hello?
Well, let me do the introduction now. Hi, my name is Josh.
My name is Amanda.
My name is Melissa Rodriguez.
Hi, my name is Frankie, and I'm going to give you a little tour of my Cadillac here.
Here I am. My name is Juan, and I'm here in the U.S.
It's my radio show, thank you.
Teenagers telling their own stories about teen pregnancy, living illegally in the U.S., life with Tourette's syndrome, and the struggles of a losing high school football season. Well, this week in a new series we're calling Teenage Diaries Revisited, we return to Josh, Juan, Frankie, Melissa, and today, Amanda, whom we first met in 1996 when she was 17.
Who has that cigarette?
Me.
Give it to me.
Is it bad?
Hell yes.
Let me try it.
Oh, God.
Fridays and Saturday nights, we just drive around like really? A bunch of low lives looking for things to do.
Where are these people? Anybody you know?
Amanda grew up in Queens in a conservative Catholic family. Back then, she told her story about coming out to her parents.
Yeah? That's my mother making coffee. Oof, excuse me. I burp like a fanatic. My mother's always yelling at me. How are you supposed to find a man? There we go again. How are we supposed to find a man? I tell her, I'm like, I'm not interested in men, you know? And she just like, she's like, all right, whatever.
And Amanda Brand is here 17 years later here in the studio with me. Amanda, it's great to see you.
Nice to see you too, Melissa.
The story, your teenage diary that you did, was all about your talking to your parents about your sexuality as a gay, or as you thought then, bisexual teenager. What's it like to listen to that now?
It feels good to listen to it now because I feel like now I'm in such a better place.
So a lot has happened in 17 years.
For sure.
We brought you in, Amanda, we should explain, because we're having you help us introduce a series that we're going to be airing all week. It's from independent producer Joe Richman of Radio Diaries, and we're calling it Teenage Diaries Revisited. Joe has once again given recorders to you and to some of the other former teen diarists, and you're going to be telling new stories all this week on All Things Considered. But let's think back to the first recordings you made. What sorts of things were you recording back then?
Everything and anything, you know, because you really didn't know what was going to develop. So it was just basically what I looked like and, you know, what me and my friends and my sister were doing at the time with our extra time, and my girlfriend at the time, what she looked like in our relationship, and then, of course, what my parents' opinions were.
And your dad didn't have much to say, but your mom had a lot to say about that, and I want to play one scene that's really the central point of your radio diary when you're talking with your mother about your sexuality, and she's having a very hard time accepting the fact that you're gay. Why don't we take a listen to that?
It's not natural. And I mentioned that to you several times. That is not what God intended.
You don't know this, but how come when I was, like, younger, I felt this way?
All girls feel that way.
Since I was in first grade?
Yes. Little girls feel that way all the time.
You felt that way, too?
Yes. That's common.
How do you feel about it, Dad?
About what?
How do you feel about me?
Fine. What about it?
Sexuality-wise.
Oh, you're 17 years old. You're not definite. You're not formed in your ways.
Someone at 17 does not know what is at the other end of the line. Anybody.
How do you know?
There's just not enough life that you've seen. You haven't seen enough. You haven't done enough. You have not lived.
Well, over 2 years and then 5 months have gone by, and that's what I believe.
I think if a good fella came by and really treated you right, your mind will switch.
My mind will switch. So it's all in my mind.
It is. It's all in your mind right now. Just don't say, well, this is how I feel, and this is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life.
I'm not saying that's how I'm going to be for the rest of my life, and I'm not saying that I'm not going to have sex with a guy. I'm saying that I do. I want to go and have sex with a guy. It's not happened yet.
I hope not.
No, it's not. But, I mean, I'm going to. I'm not going to, like, deny myself of that.
That's what I said. Don't deny yourself of that. And you may find, when you do that, that your whole outlook may change.
It's just not like, oh, this is somebody's decision. They don't really know what they want right now. There's guys, I mean, I've been out with guys while I've been going out with Dawn. Dawn's been out with guys while she's been going out with me. I mean, we're so, like, we're really close. And there's, like, a love there. More for me towards her than her towards me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we're with each other, you know?
Well, maybe that's just a good friendship. You love friends.
Yeah, but I don't do what I do with Dawn with friends. Do you know what I mean? You don't do what you do with Dad with friends.
That's Amanda Brand with her mom at 17. Amanda, I'm watching you as you listen to this, and you've been laughing, but your eyes are also tearing up.
Yeah, they are a little bit. It always gets me.
When you listen to
that. Because, you know, she's an amazing person. And she's even more amazing today. And I just wish, I don't know. It's weird for me to even talk about because I have it so good. You know, so many other kids out there at the age that I was during that time, if they would have come out to their parents, it would have been a whole different situation. You know, they could have gotten kicked out of their house or completely banished from a family in a sense, right? But and I wasn't. She was, even though she disagreed with me, she was still so loving and still so, you know, just telling me her raw truth, her raw opinion. And it wasn't to be hurtful to me. It was just to let me know where she's coming from and how she feels. So looking back at it as an older person, I feel like, you know, a little bit more comfortable with where she came from.
All right, I'm just going to record. Dad, give us a little bit of something.
This is a test of the recording to see if it records at a good volume.
And Mom, give us a little something.
This is also a test coming from the other side of the table.
Amanda recently returned to that same house in Queens to revisit her old radio diary with her parents and talk about it.
All right, so we just took a listen to the old story, and
do you still think it's a phase?
Well, we know it's not a phase, but it did take me a few years to accept the whole thing.
Well, one of the reasons why I have a little bit of a hard time listening to the story from before is because I feel that even though you love me unconditionally, and you always have, there was that little sting of, you're sick, you're not normal. It kind of hurts to hear that.
You know, we were brought up being taught differently. But I think we as a family have really evolved. Everything is changing. I mean, you can even see it in television programs and movies, and it's such an accepted thing. And it's a good thing, because now I see your side.
You see, you have the personality to be kind of pushing the limits. Whereas my personality is work within the system as it exists. So I think that the evolution came about because of people like you who were pushing the edge and allowing people like me to grow from within.
Right. But like, so now, does it make you nervous in any way?
Not at all. Matter of fact, I am so proud of you that I just brag about you to my friends. And I said, she's gay, you know. And that's fine.
That's a good answer. That makes me sad. Like, in a good way. But no, that's really nice to hear.
You know, we hope you continue to be happy and that you find companionship. And that's what we're looking forward to.
So Dad sure is talking a lot more than he did.
I know. What a turnaround. What are the people going to say?
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for opening our eyes.
Aw, that was nice. Oh, I need to sign off. I mean, this is Amanda Brand. Kathy and Al are my parents. Awesome people, supportive, loving, religious, and it's all good. So, Amanda, signing out.
Amanda Brand lives now in Greenwich Village. She works as a massage therapist. Her story and our entire series this week, Teenage Diaries Revisited, comes to us from the independent producers at Radio Diaries. And here's just a taste of tomorrow's story. It comes from Juan.
Look at me. I mean, I graduated from high school. I have a job, a nice car, the house. I got married and I have kids. If you meet me on the street, it's not even going to cross your mind that I'm an illegal resident. I've been here for so long.
Juan's diary airs tomorrow on our program, and at our website, you can listen to the earlier teenage diaries, Juan's, Amanda's, and more, and you can find out about our search for new teenage diarists. That's at npr.org.